Chapter 3. The Storm. A few weeks later, John hitched me to the small carriage. Squire Gordon came out of the house and John helped him up into the seat. I always enjoyed pulling the small carriage. It was a light carriage and the high wheels sang as we drove along the road. It was a wet autumn day and the wind blew dead leaves in front of us. It began to rain again. Soon we came to a little wooden bridge, and I could see that the river was almost level with it.
"We've had a lot of rain, John," said Squire Gordon.
"Yes, sir," replied John. "Look at the fields." Some of the lower fields were completely underwater. We crossed the bridge, but part of the road was underwater too. It came up to my knees.
"I'll be as quick as I can, John. We must get back home before the rain gets worse," the squire said.
The road went through a small wood, and at last we arrived at the town. We stopped outside an office, and Squire Gordon went in. He was in the office for a long time. As we waited, it started to rain heavily on my back, and the cold wind blew against me. When the squire came out, it was almost dark.
"Sorry I was a long time, John," he said. "Come on, Beauty. Let's go home."
John shook the reins lightly and we set off. The weather was much worse now. When we came to the small wood, the trees were moving in the strong wind.
"What a bad storm, John," Squire Gordon said. "Let's get out of this wood."
"Yes, sir. We don't want a tree to fall on top of us," John replied.
As he spoke, there was a strange sound, and then we heard something tearing and breaking. A huge oak tree crashed to the ground in front of us. I stopped immediately. I was very frightened, but I didn't run away with the carriage. John jumped down from the driving seat and stroked my head.
"The tree is blocking the road, sir. We will have to go back to the crossroads and go the other way," he shouted.
"But that will take hours," replied Squire Gordon.
"It's the only thing we can do, sir. It's a long way, but Beauty can do it."
I rubbed my nose against John's shoulder, and then he jumped back into the driving seat. We went back to the crossroads, and then down a long winding lane. When at last we reached the little wooden bridge, we saw that there was water across its middle. John called out,
"The river is very high, sir. There's water on the bridge, but that sometimes happens in heavy rain."
He pulled the reins and spoke to me,
"Go on, Beauty, take us over the bridge."
As soon as I stepped onto the bridge, I felt that something was wrong. I stopped straight away. John jumped down again and tried to lead me across the bridge.
"Come on, Beauty," he said.
But I refused to move. Then a man from a nearby cottage came running towards us.
"Stop! Stop!" he cried. "The bridge isn't safe. It's broken in the middle. If you try to cross, you will all fall in the river."
John put his arms round my neck.
"You beauty," he whispered. "You saved our lives."
Then he climbed back into his seat. As we trotted along the riverbank, the wind died down and the rain stopped. Squire Gordon and John were quiet for a long time. Then the squire said,
"Men are very clever, John. But sometimes an animal is cleverer. Black Beauty saved our lives tonight. We must respect our animals and be kind to them."
When we got back to Birkwick Park, Mrs. Gordon ran out of the house to meet us.
"Are you all right, my dear?" she cried. "Did you have an accident? I was so worried about you. The weather was terrible, and you were so late."
"Thanks to Beauty, we did not have an accident,"
her husband replied.
Black Beauty saved our lives.
Then Squire Gordon and his wife went up to the house, and John led me to my stable. He rubbed me dry and gave me lots of oats. Then he spread the straw thickly on the ground so I could lie down and rest. One morning, in December, Squire Gordon came to the stables with a letter in his hand. John put down his hay fork and went to meet him.
I want to talk to you about James, your stable boy. Is he a good worker?
He asked John.
Oh, yes, sir, John replied.
And does he do as you tell him?
Squire Gordon asked.
Always, John said. And the most important thing, if I may say so, sir, is that he loves the horses.
Very good, John,
said Squire Gordon. At that moment, James came into the stables.
Put down your bucket, James, and come here, said the squire. I have got a letter from my wife's brother, Sir Clifford Williams. He is looking for a new groom, a young man who can run his stables and drive his carriage. His old groom is too ill to carry on, so I thought of you, James.
Me, sir? Said James. His face turned bright pink in embarrassment.
Yes, why not? How old are you, lad?
Almost 19, sir, James replied.
You're still quite young. What do you think, John?
The squire asked.
He may be young, but he's the best stable boy I know, John replied. He's as strong as a man, and he's very good with the horses. I'm sure Sir Clifford will be pleased with him.
You must decide, James, said Squire Gordon. Go home and think about it. It's a chance for you to show what you can do.
For the next few weeks, James learnt how to drive the carriage. John sat next to him and told him what to do. We went into the town and James learnt how to drive on busy roads. I helped him as much as possible. One day as he put on my harness, James whispered to me,
It's just you and me today, Beauty. I don't need John anymore.